This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, I'll just ask you one question on this issue of those within the administration who have had to subsequently admit or concede contacts with Russians. Mike Flynn, Jared Kushner, the Attorney General, and now Don Jr. Can you explain to us why there is this plague of amnesia that affects all these people associated with the campaign and one country only?
Look, I think if you want to talk about having relationships with Russia, I'd look no further than the Clintons. Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to give a speech to a Russian bank, personally thanked by President Putin. Hillary Clinton allowed one-fifth of America's uranium reserve to be sold to a Russian firm whose investors were Clinton Foundation donors. The Clinton campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. I think if we're looking at Russia relations with anybody, it would be directly with the Clintons.
My question was specifically about the need and the requirement to re-remember things that were not disclosed or forgotten. And I'm just trying to get your explanation as to why so many people can't remember contacts with one nation, and the inquiries lead them to then remember and then subsequently disclose them. What is account for this plague of amnesia?
Every single day we do our very best to give you the most accurate information that we have, and we continue to do that every single day and have offered to be as transparent as possible with all committees and anyone looking into this matter.
This doesn't suggest to you a pattern of not trying to be transparent.
Not at all. Again, like I said, our goal is to be as transparent as humanly possible and to put every bit of information that we have at the forefront and willing to cooperate with anybody that is looking into the matter.
I think they need a better answer, Scott. You know, one that just says, look, this is in the bigger scheme of things, this is such a minor minutia. And, you know, but the media's, you know, this brings back to them. This gives them the reason to bring back collusion. You know, let's talk about collusion again. And here you got this attorney who comes in that really doesn't have the credentials. There's no direct link, although it's kind of fishy, you know, this whole deal, how she's used. And she was brought into the country on a very exceptional visa thing that was approved by Loretta Lynch. And, you know, this has all happened on, you know, President Obama's watch. And now it's tied to Junior. And, of course, I thought it was quite interesting that shortly after she met with Don Junior, then she's hobnobbing with, you know, with Democrats. So it's like, okay, you know, and she was here for, you know, some political interest, you know, talking about, you know, this one act that Congress had passed that was stifling.
About the adoptions.
About adoptions, but it was also the Majinski Act or
something that, like that, yes.
Yeah, that was limiting, you know, it was an economic deal that she was coming against. But all in the name of adoption, supposedly. But then somehow that's utilized, and you just feel like, okay, you know, President Obama had inside track on this. His Justice Department did. And then, you know, here they conveniently, you know, blow the whistle on this because you've got somebody who's inexperienced in the ways of government and, you know, makes a mistake here, as he said. You know, as Don Jr. told Sean Hannity the other night, yeah, he has some regrets. He'd do it differently. But, you know, this is something that, you know, I keep thinking about, you know, Main Street America thinking, oh, my God, who would want the job of president? Who wants the job of being anywhere near the president? Because if you don't have a, you know, a cadre of lawyers with you at every meeting and you're checking everything, hey, can I have this meeting? Can I say this? You know, what I mean, this is so ridiculous, you know.
I think Trey Gowdy hit it on the head the other day when he said, you know, look, it's the slow trickle that's the problem.
Without a doubt.
And, yeah. And he goes, I would get everybody in a room, and I don't care if it's your taxi driver to your waiter, you let me know who you talk to.
I'll go all the way back to Dr. Zhivago. to the last time you had a drink with some Russian named Boris. Yeah, it was quite comical. You got to leave it to Trey Gowdy. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more. Stay right where you are.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission. Yes, we got to get back on track. Maybe we can do something about this debt. Maybe we can get more people back to work. Have a more efficient government. I mean, when you consider all the money we're paying for it, you wonder, Liz Peek, if it's worth it all, right?
Well, some people would challenge where a lot of the federal money goes, that's for sure. And, you know, that's something that the Republicans in the Senate are trying to combat. I mean, they've gotten tremendous amount of abuse for trying to rein in the growth of Medicaid, mm-hmm. with Democrats acting like they're slashing funding for Medicaid. Of course, that's just not at all true. What they have done is try to limit the growth per employee going forward into the future. And you know what? It's now the third largest part of the federal government. It's up to about 10% of our federal spending, and it's going nowhere but up under the current regime. So it has to be changed. I think it's an incredible sign of timidity, cowardice, whatever you, political cowardice, that nobody will agree to that. On the Democratic side of the aisle, they know better, and they know that this is unsustainable. But,
exactly.
You know, unfortunately, no one really tells the truth very much anymore.
You know, there's several things that gall me about this whole process. You know, here are the Democrats saying, well, look at the Republicans that have been complaining about this for 7 years. And hold on and go, well, wait a minute. You guys have been around it up close and personal for 7 years. What did you do to fix the problem? You knew we were heading into a train wreck here. And you knew this brick wall was coming. And so what did you do?
I think, actually, if you look at what's happened to Obamacare, there have been 70 major fixes to it since it came on board. And I think the reason that's interesting is everyone is acting like the Senate bill is sort of the final word. Like once that's passed, you know, there can never be any improvements. That's simply not true. I mean, what Republicans need to do, I think, and I know this is sort of a simple-minded approach, is to pass something. I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be the biggest, best, boldest, most wonderful bill ever. It needs to be the end of Obamacare. And what do we mean by that, really? Rand Paul says that means basically taking federal involvement in health care spending totally off the table. That's just not going to happen. I mean, I think we can all agree that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But it also means adding a lot more flexibility, choice, and free market ideas to a system that arguably is failing, as you point out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is, to me, is an exciting component. And I find myself, you know, almost sounding a little, you know, like Nancy Pelosi when she says, well, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. And I think that when you open up the state lines and you start allowing these insurance companies to run ads, I mean, I'm seeing a whole new industry, you know, just come alive on, you know, by way of advertising and marketing where they're starting to, you know, promote their insurance plans. plans across the country, then I think we're going to realize, you know, competition, how it always works in our country, that we will get more for less. It could be quite the revolutionary and positive thing that could take place here, but we're not going to know it, and it's something the CBO can't, you know, can't measure at this point, can they?
No, and you know, honestly, it makes me kind of crazy that Congress, both sides of the aisle, pay such obeisance to the CBO. If you go back, as I did recently in a column, and look what the CBO projected for Obamacare, they got everything wrong by a factor of 50%, if not 100%.
Wow.
Those are pretty big margins of error, and I'm not making that up. I mean, the numbers are there, and I think to pretend that the CBO can really anticipate the consequences and unintended consequences of legislation is complete balderdash. And if you remember, when Obama was having trouble with the CBO forecasting, among other things, a lot of jobs lost because of Obamacare in 2009-2010, he invited Doug Elmendorf, who ran the CBO at that point, over to have a little talk in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? The numbers got a little bit better because I think Obama probably said to him, look, this is in the nation's good. You're going to have to tweak your forecast. Well, you know what? Trump needs to get the current guy over to the White House. He's a Republican appointee.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, you know, this isn't working, and Obamacare really isn't working, and you guys really screwed up the forecast here. You got to work with us. And,
exactly.
And, you know, do a little pressure. Put a little pressure on these
guys.
Well,
you and I, coming from the business world, Liz, I mean, if we were ever off, you know, in management positions by 50%, we'd be gone.
You know, it really is true. And yet there is this, well, I mean, it depends which side you're on, right? Now the Democrats act like the CBO knows absolutely everything because the CBO is coming out with pretty grim-looking numbers on the Health Care Act that the Senate's trying to pass. Look, I think that the Health Care Act that's come up from the Senate is kind of a dodgy bill. I don't think it's going to be great. But, again, it does include $190 billion of entitlement reform, which we desperately need.
Mm-hmm.
So deficits are not on the front page right now. They will be. And the reason they will be is because all of the temporary slowdown in the acceleration in federal spending, whether it's from the sequester or various things that the government did, sort of sleights of hand, those are running out, and we are back pretty soon to trillion-dollar deficits, and I think Americans are going to be really alarmed by that.
Well, they need somebody who can really champion that cause in terms of entitlement reform, and I'm not hearing it right now, maybe because we're still dealing in too much of the minutia. Liz, this opioid allowance, this allocation, we've been talking about that this morning. I don't know, what, $20, $40 billion? I mean,
45, isn't it?
Yeah, something, some crazy number there. You know, the thing that I have a problem with this is that, you know, this is something that Big Pharma kind of helped create.
Yeah,
I see. And then we're bailing Big Pharma out because and what's going to happen is that later on down the road, probably the Democrats, not the Republicans, if they, you know, have the nerve to come up against Big Pharma, because we know that they're in everybody's pockets so deep. But if they take on Big Pharma and do some sort of big class action suit, you know, for the injury of all those that have become opioid addicted, then there's going to be some big reward, and most of that money is going to go to the attorneys, a little bit to the people that were addicted because of it, because this is the way it normally breaks out, right? And the bigger share is going to go to the Justice Department. And my complaint has always been with these big rewards the Justice Department gets, you know, does that money go into the general fund? You know, and they go, no, that goes into the Justice, that's their slush fund.
Yeah. Pretty horrifying, right? I mean, of course, that's what happened to the bank bailouts, and we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars there. I mean, the bank fees and fines that came after, you know, the financial crisis. I'm always reluctant to weigh in on a topic I have not done my own personal research on, and opioid addiction is one of those. I really haven't looked at the numbers, the categorization of patients and so forth and so on. I did note recently that one state put together a bill that that allowed penalties on doctors and organizations that oversubscribe these painkillers. And it seems to me that's kind of where it has to start. It seems to me you can't have doctors on the take, which I think is what's happening, just doling out this stuff like candy.
I think you're right. Well, we got to go to break here right now, so let's hit a pause button. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com. More from Liz right after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Physical Times. I tell you, sometimes, Liz, I wish the people could hear what we're talking about when we're off the air. in between commercials because it's just, you know, I really enjoy it when you come on. I appreciate your perspective and your knowledge. They're getting great stuff when they hear us both on together here. And I wanted to get your read on this whole kerfuffle over Don Jr.
Well, look, I mean, this was a pretty stupid thing for Don Jr. to have done. I think a fourth grader would understand that you don't enthusiastically respond to an email from a Russian, supposedly a Russian-sourced operative. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, and I wrote an on-the-other-hand story yesterday for Fox, let's remember what was going on during the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, it wasn't Trump and Russia we were talking about. It was Hillary Clinton and Russia, and for good reason, because Hillary Clinton had basically green-lighted the sale to a Russian state-linked company of America's uranium reserves, specifically a big interest in Uranium One, our biggest uranium source. Why was that? And by the way, in return, seemingly, that company gave millions of dollars to the Clinton Canadian Foundation affiliate. This all gets a little complicated, but basically, that Canadian affiliate of the Clinton Foundation was supposed to be just as transparent and above board as the regular Clinton Foundation. They were supposed to release and reveal all their donors, blah, blah, blah. Well, this one somehow didn't get revealed, and Hillary didn't quite remember to mention it to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. She basically took a big whopping fee donation to her family foundation in return, it appears, to greenlighting this sale of a strategic asset. And by the way, at the time, the Kremlin was desperate for uranium reserves because they were building nuclear power plants in Iran, North Korea, Russia, etc. So this is not a good story. And at the time, if I had been in Donald's shoes, Don Jr.'s shoes, and had gotten an email saying that Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton, I probably would have picked up the phone because there was a lot of dirt. And, you know, by the way, Bill Clinton had been complicit in some dealings with Russians, too. So
He got a $500,000 speaking fee from a Russian bank.
That's exactly right. That had a lot of ties to, guess who, Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
So this story, the story at the time, again, and people need to remember this because America's amnesia is profound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the time, basically the big talk amongst Republicans was that Hillary Clinton had sold out the State Department. Even incredibly liberal organizations like the New Yorker and the New York Times ran pieces about the Clinton Foundation, the pay-to-play culture of the State Department, et cetera. So I would just remind people, yes, it was kind of stupid for Don Jr. to do this and to take this meeting. I would have, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. And I think most people would agree with you, especially, you know, it's your father.
Yeah.
It's a relative. I mean, come on, so you'd go, okay, I'm checking this out. And to me, it would appear, Liz, after everything is all said and done, is this Russian attorney that supposedly had ties with Putin, and of course, to hear those on the left, it's as if that, she came straight out of Moscow. She had a directive from Putin to do this. It is all one of those things, like you say, you find yourself in a bucket of gum and thinking that, you know, was she some sort of Manchurian time bomb, some sort of human clickbait for Donald Trump that he got caught in this fishing expedition?
Yeah, maybe. But who cares?
Yeah.
Nothing came of it.
Right.
So, yes, it was a misstep by him. But I'd also remind people, one of the amazing things about Donald Trump winning this election was he had zero backup. I mean, this was a campaign on a shoestring. They had very few bodies, literally. I have some insight into this. I mean, I know a lot of people who worked for that campaign. You know, the Hillary Clinton campaign had offices and offices and hundreds of people engaged, having been kept on the hook by the Clinton Foundation, which is another story. But she had a huge phalanx of worker bees and lawyers and people taking these calls and these meetings. He did not. He had his family and about a dozen other people. So, you know, in a perfect world, this would have been given over to the lawyers and they would have questioned it and some underling, unimportant person would have taken the initial meeting. They didn't have that. So I'm not making excuses. I guess I am making excuses for what went on. I just really don't see it as a very big deal.
It's what's real, Liz. I mean,
yeah.
And put into this mix that you have somebody running for the highest office in the land with no experience of all the nuance. And I think that, you know, I don't think he realized that the Democratic Party and Barack Obama was willing to go to to such depths. And I'm talking about on the low side of depths, to support Hillary and to do everything they can. And I think we're still trying to find out some of these landmines that the administration left behind.
Well, I think that there's just been a lot of I've been, frankly, I'm sure you have too, been shocked and disappointed that literally since November 9, I guess it was, whatever the day, November 7, the day after Election Day, there has been nothing but bitterness, anger, dispute, hostility, et cetera. Donald Trump won the presidency fair and square, and the fact that he didn't win the popular vote is irrelevant. That's not how our system works. So the truth is, this morning, I think it was the Journal ran another story about just how Schumer is gumming up the works in the Senate. It becomes unpatriotic when we have people not in positions that are important, and there are a lot of those, where there are a lot of people ready to do the nation's business who cannot get through the fact that the Senate is using obscure rules to slow down the process. This is not helpful to the country, and I think at some point, you know, some Democrat somewhere has got to have, you know, a glimmer of kind of patriotism and say, you know what, we need to move forward. Let's get this business done.
Well, I keep thinking maybe it might be Joe Manchin. You know, he seems to be.
Yeah, but he needs to, right?
Yeah, but he just doesn't have a big enough voice. I mean, he's got the credibility, but, you know, is he willing to fall on his sword here? And but I think in much the same way, you know, comparatively, like the 50 Muslim leaders that came together to meet Trump, in Saudi Arabia, you know, would there be, you know, that kind of catalyst potentially on the Democratic side? Because for the sake of the country, if you're a true patriot, you know, you've got people who are hurting right now. They're looking at the health care situation. They're looking at, you know, wanting to get back to work, you know, and on the main issues that people chose Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton for. And they're going, what's going on? Because meanwhile, you know, as we keep saying on this show, Liz, we're still paying for this. We're paying for this incompetence. These people are still getting their health care. There's no sweat. Their paychecks still come in. And but meanwhile, Main Street America is going, well, what about my job? What about my paycheck? What about my health care?
What about my tax cut and all the other things? You know, I was just sitting here thinking about who, it's not just Schumer who's the problem, let's face it. He's doing what we expected him to do.
Right.
It's the conservative wing of the Republican Party who has dug in, whether it's Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, and basically become almost as much of a problem or a speed bump for this White House as anybody else.
Well, and I think Mitch McConnell said it clearly. I said that either, you know, if you don't vote for this health care plan that we're putting forth, then you're voting for Obamacare. Maybe it was Rand Paul that said that.
I think Mitch McConnell, because Rand Paul is a no vote, and Maria Bartiromo pushed him this morning on her show on Fox Business to say, you know, what's the alternative? I mean, it's a little bit like people who used to say to me, I hate Hillary Clinton, I'm not going to vote for her, but I can't bring myself to vote for Donald Trump. Not voting for Donald Trump meant you were electing Hillary Clinton. It is
exactly.
Black and white, folks. You either vote for the Senate bill or we have Obamacare.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country and around the world via shortwave and Red State Alert Radio, Red State Radio as well, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Rutherford joins us now. John Rutherford, John White. I always say that, John, forgive me, because he's with the
Rutherford thing.
He's with the Rutherford Institute. And I always do this. I don't know what it is in my brain. I need some adjustment here. John Whitehead is a constitutional attorney. That's why we love him so much, because this is what it's all about when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, ladies and gentlemen. Our Constitution is under attack. There's a war on our Constitution. You have to see this loud and clear, and I would say get your hands on, if you can't get them on all of John's books, you want to definitely check out his latest, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, available online and at Amazon.com, linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and you can contact John at JohnW@Rutherford.org. John, welcome. Always good to have you with us, talking about the Constitution, and the war continues here and the encroachment on our liberties.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're, I would say that, you know, again, I've been working in this area for 40 years. I've sued a number of politicians, including the President of the United States and out of Washington, D.C. I've worked with different groups across the country. Among people who are doing research, by the way, and looking at what the future looks like, it does not, I mean, people are sounding an alarm. Most people aren't listening, but a number of studies show that the economic decline in this country. The Pentagon has put out a training video. It was got by through a FOIA request by The Intercept. Mm-hmm. They're predicting the total breakdown of American society by 2030, and they're going to have to institute martial law. There's all kinds of warnings out there, and the economic decline in the country does not look good, according to a recent study indicating that malls are going to be starting to shut down. There's so millions and millions in a large city of people and living in poverty. Really, the first time ever this has been in recent years. So, if you have young kids, if your grandchildren or whatever, what's coming down the pike, the population is not sustaining itself, by the way. Yeah. The number of people are sounding the alarm. A new study shows by 2076, the planet could implode. I mean, all the population control, abortions, et cetera, whatever, as we're just not replenishing ourselves. So there's a lot of warnings out there, but this is all going to impact our civil liberties because the way the government's gearing up, all the things you're doing, some of the things we can talk about on that issue. And it's, I would say it's like we're living in a science fiction movie right now.
Yeah, it really seems that way.
Are sitting, the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. They're sitting and watching reality TV shows, those kind of things. They're not getting up on the news. They're not studying what's happening. But some of your major figures, Elon Musk, the head of Tesla, the big Silicon Valley people, they're actually building shelters now, underground shelters in different parts of the world where they can escape. That's factual. It's not conspiracy theory.
Right, right.
So the question is, what is up? Right. And I fear for the average American.
Well, they're seeing, like you say, John, they're looking on TV and they see these riots that are taking place. And, you know, whether it's the G20 here domestically on college campuses, all this uproar that has taken place. But I don't know that people are going very deep into this and understanding, you know, what is being what's being exercised here.
Yeah. And again, I work with former NSA officials who tell me that, you know, the government's very, very paranoid. Like I said, the Pentagon video is training their major people around the world to get ready for this economic breakdown, as well as local police. They're arming. They're doing threat assessments on every home now, the Department of Homeland Security in America, from green to red. If you've had a speeding ticket, your assessment goes up. You own a licensed firearm, whatever you've done, that all goes on that. Well, if a local policeman comes to your door, they have that on their cell phone, they're questioning you. And we've had a few cases where people have been, police have been agitated at a door talking to somebody, and they've got this threat. They actually believe it. And it's not looking good is what I'm saying. They now have that big database called Maine Corps, and this is not conspiracy, this is all documented. They have 8 million people at least in this Maine Corps database, the U.S. government, that they'll have to round up in times of emergency. So Operation Vigilant Eagle, this program where they watch all returning veterans. They're watching their Facebook posts. They're watching what they say, where they go. They can't own weapons now. And I have veterans coming in my office saying, what happened? Yeah. An Air Force pilot, by the way. He flew fighter jets over Syria or whatever. He said he had a 5-minute examination, and this is happening. It's like 200,000 veterans. He was told he can't own a weapon of any kind. He can't own a hunting rifle.
Why not?
Well, they're afraid the veterans are going to mobilize. I mean, we've defended veterans who have been arrested. Veterans who do a simple email to somebody are contacted the next day by NSA agents who come to their door with guns. I actually have the cases. They've come into my office weeping. I had one guy crying in my office, decorated veteran. And I'm a former military officer, and I'm looking at him going, what's up with stuff? Why is the federal government so paranoid about veterans? Well, there are a lot of veterans not happy with the government, the way it's going, and they don't want them to get into some kind of armed revolt. And I tell them, don't do an armed revolt. Your local police units now have enough firepower to blow away an army regiment. So don't even think about going down that road. So there's just so much going on, is what I'm saying. It's just, and I don't think the government's listening to us at all. They're still doing all the spying. The NSA was just caught recently traffic shaping. In other words, they're sending all of our emails over to England, Great Britain, where they don't have to abide by the Fourth Amendment, and they're looking at everything we're saying and doing.
Wow.
They're caught traffic shaping.
Wow.
So what kind of government official thinks like that? Why would they want to be watching your and I, our emails or whatever. I mean,
what'd you say? One that's very paranoid.
Yeah, they're paranoid. They're getting very paranoid. That's what DSA agents, I mean, they're telling me now, these former agents, they quit the groups like the NSA. They're concerned, and they just say, hey, they've advised me to leave the country. A lot of them are living near the borders in this country and have escape routes. That's what they
exactly
tell me.
Yeah. Well, I can understand. I've had a dear friend who was living in Idaho, and he's now living in New Zealand. He moved to New Zealand.
New Zealand is a place where they're building some of these bunkers underground, the Silicon Valley people, the people that run. And, you know, how do you prevent, you know, what we're seeing happening? We've let it go so far down the pike. We believe our leaders. We salute. We move on. And I'm afraid that, like I say, I have grandchildren. If you have grandchildren or kids today, you better be talking to them. You better go down to your local government.
There has to be pushback, like you say, John. If the alert level is being raised in the subconscious of our authorities, people that we trust to preserve and to protect us, we're in trouble. Like you say, I mean, somebody's going to get trigger happy. Accidents are going to happen. Unintended deaths occur at the hands of officials. And of course, this is already happening, right? You know, as you've reported before, John.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's unarmed citizens getting shot, but a lot of time, you know, like local policemen, the way they're trained, you know, that's the way they act. They follow through. I mean, like I say, I'm a former military officer.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through military training, you're taught the person across from you, the enemy, is an enemy combatant, not a citizen anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of policemen are taught that way, and they're victimized. I mean, I've talked to them. I mean, they come to me and say, what can we do about this? Change the training to where, you know, crime is at an all-time low in America, says the FBI through their crime report.
Right.
So why in the world are we, you know, getting all geared up with equipment? Because, again, most of the equipment that police have in your local communities, the tank-like vehicles, all the black garb vests and assault weapons come from the federal government, who is arming them and training them. The FBI is training trains many, many police chiefs now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all military stuff. And,
the militarization of our police force is incredible. We've got to go to break here. We've got more from John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, president and founder of the Rutherford Institute. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Talking to the birthday boy tomorrow. I'm gonna wish you a happy early birthday here, John. I hope that's okay.
Thank you very much.
We had to do it musically. You had to bring the Beatles in, you know, do it the right way, you know, bring it on with the storm here. So congratulations. Happy birthday. May it be a blessed one for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Constitutional attorney, author John Whitehead, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. That's what you can do. You want to, what do I do for John for his birthday? Buy his book, okay? Go to Amazon.com, buy it up, and we wish him all the best and the family as well. John, what do you make of this issue, before we get into, you know, your column, Tear Gas Guns and Riot Squads, of, you know, the Don Jr. deal and this attorney coming supposedly with tentacles from Moscow and Putin important that she was directed here to be some sort of plant here and add to the collusion of the Russian government and their influence over our election?
Well, listen, again, I'm a lawyer. I say give me the hard evidence. I would like to look at it. But, you know, again, it's the media driving most of this stuff. So, you know, can you present a great case that this is something illegal? You know, again, I haven't quite seen it yet. I mean, I don't think it's probably what you should be doing. Obviously, it's not as the president. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of things I, you know, disagree with any president over. But it's, you know, the one thing about Donald Trump, he's picked a fight with CNN from the start, stuff like that. So they're going to give you the, they're going to kick back. So mm-hmm. he's getting kicked back right now. But the problem is whether or not this rises to the level of impeachment and those kind of things. What I've seen so far, it has not, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it gets in the way of what we're trying to do in terms of getting this country back on track instead of dealing with real issues like job creation, law, you know.
Job creation is very important.
Yeah. All this stuff, the economy, you know, all that gets distracted. Healthcare, because we're chasing the Russian boogeyman and their influence. And I'm saying, okay, look, we got a special counsel. Let the special counsel do its work.
Exactly.
Even though you got all these attorneys that come from, you know, Clinton relatives or whatever, that's okay. But
I've been on all those shows. I've been on Today Show. I've been all of them. I talk to the people. You know, again, most of them are fine people, but they are not up on the news of what's going on. When I mentioned to some of the mainstream media people that have interviewed me, you know, did you know there are 80,000 SWAT team raids are going through people's doors at night, killing 500 dogs a day, shooting kids and stuff? And they go, what?
Yeah, no.
I say, it's facts. It's out there. Why don't you report these things?
Right.
Why don't you report what we're seeing happening today and bring us up? Again, but they're sitting there focusing on, they find one issue they think people will watch, and you know something? People are watching it.
Well, and it all adds credence.
They're going to do it.
It all adds credence to the fake news and the smear that Cheryl Atkinson wrote about. And people, I mean, basically what we've turned into, we've turned into the National Enquirer, John.
Exactly.
We've become the National Enquirer. I mean, that's what
it
is.
I'm a lawyer. You know, I always say, give me the facts. Let the special counsel do his job. Let's have a report. Let's see where this thing is headed. But, boy, do we have some problems. Like I say, when you have chief economists doing studies saying, malls are going to start going out of business because of Amazon. Listen, I talk to stores now today, and they're saying, gee, people aren't coming in anymore. They're just doing everything online.
Right.
What are we going to do with I'm losing my job.
Right.
This
exactly.
country is in a mess economically, but socially, why? You got poverty. You've got a high prison rate. People are sitting in jail in this country up to over a year before they even see a judge now.
Wow.
There's so many people going to prison.
Yeah. Yeah, they just can't.
It's become like a place where you put people who can't afford to, you know, they commit a minor crime, they go to jail, they don't, you know, things that people used to not even go to jail for. They're going to jail now for it.
Well,
prison population's booming in this country. We have the largest prison population in the world.
Why is that, John? Why is it, John? Is it because we've turned it into an enterprise
system?
There's
so many laws now. Again, we do the cases here. You go to our website, Rutherford.org, and see some of these cases where a veteran grows a tomato garden, and the police arrive, and he finds out it's against the law. A janitor in Texas spends 18 days in jail for his grass being overgrown an inch. It was against the law. He didn't know it. You know, there are groups now, private groups, that write the laws. The congressmen don't, okay? They pass them, these kind of crazy. It makes a lot of money for local communities. Pastor who has a Bible study, he had over 10 people, calls us. Police actually sent in 8 policemen, and they arrested him. This was a couple years ago.
Mm.
This is what we're seeing happening. And do you see a lot of it on the mainstream media? No.
No.
You don't see it. And people are being put in prison and jail for these kind of crazy things. And
they're into chasing conspiracies, and as you say, John, and we say this quite often on the show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and this is what's happening to our media. It's become bathed and dredged in opinion. I mean, we need the facts.
Yeah.
You know, as you say, we need that hard work of doing the hard work of investigative reporting.
Yeah. Listen, I don't watch television. I stopped watching television years ago, and to be honest with you, when I hear people come in and tell me, they said, you hear the big news? I go, like, what? That star, he has like five pimples on his face.
Oh.
And I'm going, that's the news? I'm looking at him across the table saying, you're kidding me. Uh-huh. Listen, we got some big problems here, folks, in this country. And locally we have the problems. And I'm telling people, you better get involved in your governments. You're going to have to get involved and change some of these things you're seeing, because you're going to wake up one morning and the knock's going to be on the door. How many people know? And you go to our website, Rutherford.org, we did a position paper called, they're called Q&As. We did it on this subject, knock and talk.
Right.
Policemen are showing up now at people's doors routinely and knocking on your door. And if you come to the door, you see who it is, and they're just questioning people.
Mm.
What do you do in that situation? The Constitution says you don't ask questions. Some people actually come out with an armed gun or whatever, and
right.
they've gotten shot.
Yeah.
Because they don't exactly. just bang on their door at 1 a.m. in the morning. It's called knock and talk.
Mm.
So, like you say in my book, Battlefield America, I go through and say, listen, these are things that happened in history. We're starting to repeat it here, folks. We don't need to do that if we wake up.
Exactly.
Get informed.
Mm-hmm. And we need to appreciate, you know, what our founding fathers empowered us with. You know, this is a government that is supposed to be ruled by we the people. But if we the people don't take a stand, then we're going to be the affect of, you know, this brutal force that's coming upon us, John.
Well, it's just who people say, if you have nothing to hide, why do you worry about all the surveillance? Well, listen, like I say, a lot of people we defend didn't know it was illegal to have this. We had a lady who had a chicken in her backyard, one chicken to get eggs.
One chicken.
It was against the law to have a chicken in your backyard. The police came and confiscated the chicken.
We used to have chicken. Didn't we want chickens in every pot? Now you can't even have a chicken in the backyard?
You can't have a chicken in your backyard, and I see people walk through my neighborhood and dogs are pooping on my lawn.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, it's kind of crazy. These things are made up for local governments that's pitched to them, and they make money off of it.
Mm.
What I'm telling people is, get active in your local community, set up civil liberties oversight committees, get 20 people together, keep informed. And when you see those things happening, go down and say, hey, we got to change this law. The lady we helped in Phoenix, a Christian lady, she was handing out bottled water to people going into a concert. She was saying, you know, I love Jesus. Remember Jesus, you hand him a bottle of water. 120 mm-hmm. degrees, you know what they told her? The police arrived and confiscated the bottle of water. The water said it's against the law to hand out a bottle of water on a public sidewalk.
What, were they afraid it was going to be turned into wine or something?
I wrote a letter to the Phoenix City Council and said, you have 10 days to get that law off the books. You're going to sue. You know what they did? They dropped the law.
Exactly.
They had no grounds for that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They moved her on like she was a criminal.
Unbelievable.
This is what we're seeing. You don't hear it on the news.
Yeah, we're not hearing this, John, every day. And again, this is why we need to stay connected with you and your website at Rutherford.org. John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president. Of course, birthday boy, too. Let's throw that in there.
Thank you very much.
Right, exactly. And again, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you, John.
Yeah, just go to Rutherford.org. And read what we do on our website. Just get up to date. We do Freedom Watches, where we list everything that's going on in this country and telling people, get ready, watch what's going on, get active.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, above all things, you know, gain the knowledge and activate yourself. This is what...
Education precedes action.
Absolutely. John Whitehead. John, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.